Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everybody. Today is July 7th, 2015, and you're listening live with Unveiling the Psychic Truth with your host, Courtney Overfield, which is myself. And I want to thank all of you guys for listening today. I actually see that I have several people in the chat room and several people that have already called in to listen. So I greatly appreciate that. Before we get started, I just want to mention, if you are calling in for a psychic reading, I do not do them live on the air. The show is geared towards talking about psychic topics, things that people deal with in their daily lives, things that come across with clients of mine and people that I work with in the community. That is the topic of this show. That is what I gear this show towards. So if you're calling in today for a psychic reading, I'm sorry, but I don't do them live on the air. I actually only do psychic readings live on the air once a year, and that's in the month of December. If you would like a psychic reading with me or an intuitive reading, you're more than welcome to contact me personally. I'm on Facebook under Divine Temperance. I'm also on Tumblr and Twitter. You can also email me at moonbeamessence@yahoo.com, or you can give me a call. My phone number is 313-516-8210. So I wanted to give out a couple of announcements before we get into today's topic. So I'm always working on something. I actually hand make a lot of my own products. Kirby necklaces, pendulums, malas, a lot of candle kits. I actually have my own product line out there right now. But I'm very excited that I am working on a candle kit right now that was actually requested by a few of my clients. As you know, there is a special movie coming out in the month of December, Star Wars, and I actually was requested by a few of my close clients to create a kit for it. And I'm actually in the process of working on that. So I'm very excited. I'm actually going to have a Star Wars candle kit come out. It's going to be a limited edition. So definitely pay attention to my Facebook and, my Twitter and so forth, because you'll be able to order it even if you're out of state. I also wanted to throw out there, for those that are living local in Michigan, I teach Wicca. I teach Wicca 1 and Wicca 2, and I've had a high request for this class. I actually was not going to teach it in the summer, and I'm still not going to, but it will be available once again in the fall. I'm just trying to figure out the dates at this point in time, so stay tuned for that. So let's jump into today's topic, which is fear. I know this is a topic that everybody kind of looks at and goes, whoa, okay, well, why are we talking about this? Well, for several different reasons, and I want to explain why. About a month or so ago, it started to come up in my readings more and more. It seemed like every single client that was coming in and getting a reading with me had an extreme amount of fear, whether it was fear of looking for that new job or fear of a relationship or fear of moving on with their current life. Fear just seemed to be this big theme, to the point where I actually started to look at fear in a different way. Now, I will throw out there that I am not a very fearful person. I am the type of person that if I fear something, I find a way to overcome that fear. It's just not my cup of tea. I don't like feeling scared of something, and I don't like being scared of something. I actually remember being as a young child, my mom has always had this fear of heights. She does not like heights. And it kind of got instilled within me. I didn't like heights either. And I went to see Six Flags with my cousins as a child. We used to always go over there to Six Flags in Chicago when it was there. And I remember I wouldn't go on any of the rides because I thought, I am scared of heights. And one year my cousins actually dragged me on the roller coasters. And I let them because it was just, I didn't want that fear. I did not want to be scared of heights anymore. So over the years, I've actually gotten over a fear of heights. I am no longer scared of it. Actually, it's a thrill to me to be way up high and to be able to see so much. But that is just how I respond to fear. I find a way to overcome it or release it. So with dealing with my clients and working with my clients, it kept coming up very, very strongly to the point where it was actually starting to concern me. I had a client who literally would not move forward with the relationship she was in because she was so scared that she would get her heart broken. And she actually admitted that she really hasn't had a lot of stable relationships in her lifetime. So this fear has been instilled since her very first relationship that she'll never have, you know, that love life that she wants. So she actually sabotages her own relationships. She is mean sometimes, sometimes she is cruel. If a person of interest gets close to her, she will pinprick that person to find a fault so that she can literally run away. This fear has been instilled deep within her for a very long time. Now, part of my work with her is trying to get her to overcome this fear and see where this is coming from. But like I said, she's not the only client that I've seen this with, over the years or even within the last couple of months. So then this kind of pulls me around to my article for the month of July. I do try to write articles every month and have them published in the guide. And I sat down because normally I do a monthly topic. Sometimes I do quick tips on things that can help you for a certain subject, like, quick tips for love or prosperity, health, things like that, like candles, incenses, crystals, all those things that can kind of help. The last couple of months, I've just been letting spirit kind of guide me in the direction that I feel like I need to write. My background's actually in journalism, so I've been writing for years. This month, I sat down and I wrote an article, and it was called Fear Does Not Equal Freedom. And it was actually such a rich article, and because it had such a specific content, I was actually very surprised at myself for writing it, but in the same sense, I actually had to have permission to publish it. I was actually a little on the scared side that because of the way it was written, it was not going to get published, that it was maybe too much to put out there. But if you have an opportunity to take a look at it, you can pick up the guide in over 1,400 locations in Michigan. You can actually go to bodymindspiritguide.com, where you can read it there, or you can go to Tumblr and type in Divine Temperance, and it's on my Tumblr page as well. But the reason why this article came out of me, I know that a lot of people out there are hearing, what's going on in society. There's been a lot of shootings. I live in Michigan. I'm about 25 minutes outside of Detroit, so I hear about shootings and so forth and so on every single day of the week. It seems that crime has been elevated within the last 6 months. We're hearing more and more about beatings and shootings and robberies and so forth and so on. And then there's, of course, crime in, the United States news and world news. It's kind of going on everywhere right now. And then there's also this sense of movement. The Supreme Court just passed a law stating that homosexual, gay, transgender marriages are now legal. So there's all of this kind of going on in the society right now and in our society right now that's kind of taking a leap and bound. But where does that kind of leave all of us? Well, everybody has a personal opinion on it. Everybody has an opinion of, well, that person deserved what they got or they didn't. Some people believe that the Supreme Court has absolutely no right to make a law on those standards. Some people are all for it and saying this shit should have come a long time ago. I'm not really concerned on where anybody stands. Everybody has a personal opinion. But the basis of my article is this. Yeah, we're all different in some ways. Your opinion is probably the complete opposite of mine. Or maybe it's exactly the same. Or maybe the person standing next to you has a different opinion or has a different belief or different faith. But at the end of the day, at our core, if you take all social media stereotypes and what you were raised to believe out of the equation, we're all human, every single one of us. It is our divine right as human beings to be able to feel, our divine right. You feel every single day. You feel when you wake up out of bed and go, oh my gosh, I need coffee right now. If I don't get my coffee right now, I will not function. And yeah, I'm one of those people. you feel when you're sitting in and half an hour's worth of backed up traffic going, oh my gosh, this is just ridiculous, which was my day yesterday coming home from 4th of July. You feel when you're in love or when you're upset. These are all feelings. Every single human being feels. You feel something that makes us all the same. It doesn't matter what race, religion, what sexual preference you have, what socially you were raised to believe. It doesn't matter what background. It doesn't matter, that I was born in Dearborn and you were born in Tampa. None of that matters. We are all similar. We all have the divine right of feeling. And if we can get back to that core of feeling and really taking a look at our feelings and our thoughts, a lot of what is going on out there right now is fear. It is fear. And how do we combat fear? Fear is like a dark cloud. It hangs over your head. And by recognizing that we feel and that we can control our emotions, we control our thoughts, we control our actions, and start thinking of that in the pure, honest love and light, we can literally work as a united front to clear fear. Isn't that what we should be fighting for, is to clear fear? Because once you clear fear, you clear negativity and hatred and spite and animosity. You clear it all out. It goes right out the front door. You know, I was actually watching the movie Selma about a month ago with my husband, and I am more of a history person than my husband is. My husband is all science and math. His background's actually microbiology. He's actually pre-med. And we were sitting there, and we were watching this movie, and he looked at me, and he goes, did they actually do this? Did they actually beat people like that? And I looked at him, and I said, yes. And it struck down to my core. I literally just wanted to open up and weep, just cry for these people. And that is where it really just hit me. And my husband looked at me, and he said, why would they do that? Why would anybody in their right mind do that? And I turned and looked at him and I said, fear. Fear of something new, fear of something greater, fear of change. And that's basically what it is. So I did have my article published, even though it was a little bit, I guess, controversial in a way, and a little bit deep. It was published in the guide. And I hope you guys all get a chance to take a look at it. It didn't come directly from me, and what I mean by that is spirit guided my hand, and sometimes that happens. When I sit down in the computer and I type, or even when I write, spirit guides that energy. Spirit comes in through me and allows the words to come out. Yes, it is, you know, part of my energy, I guess I would say, but spirit really wanted this out there, and I felt like it needed to be out there. I'm not saying to change your beliefs. Only you can do that. But I am saying that there is a way, as a human being, you can clear out your own personal fear, and we can clear out fear on a global level. And that is something that we should take into consideration. But what is that saying? It is one thing to talk the talk. It is another thing to walk the walk. I think that a lot of people are starting to enrich their lives with metaphysics and holistics and spiritualism. I think that's great. I think this is a movement that we haven't seen in a very long time. So many people are starting to open up on a spiritual level and study what they're capable of doing and starting to enrich their lives with something more. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. But you can say that you're doing it, or you can act on it and you can actually do it. And I think that that makes a huge difference. In the spiritual world, we're all the same. We literally are. You look at the person standing next to you, and they're a soul just like you. When you cross from this earth into the next plane, there is no such thing as an outer body. Absolutely no such thing. It literally is just soul based on soul based on soul, and all souls look alike. So I just want to throw out there that, you know, I'm sure some of you guys out there listening right now are going, what the heck? But that's okay. Sometimes it's just something that we need to think about. So let's talk about fear in your personal life. How many of you guys out there right now are in a relationship where you feel stuck? And I'm not just talking about a love relationship. Maybe it's a relationship with a spouse. Okay, that would be love. Or a child. Or somebody you work with. Maybe a friend. Maybe a parent. Cousin, nephew, brother, sister, uncle, you know, you name it. It could be a family dynamic. It could be a friendship dynamic. It could literally be a love relationship in the sense of a spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, so forth and so on. But maybe you feel stuck. Maybe you feel like there's no point of moving forward. There's too much anger. There's too much animosity. There's too much hurt. There could be a mixture of a lot of different emotions. But I guarantee you, no matter what that mixture is, there is some level of fear. And what fear does within any sort of relationship along those lines is it stifles it. It keeps it stuck. And that's where you have to kind of take a step back and face that fear. Now, most times when I come across this subject with clients, they're like, oh, no, I'm good. Because a lot of people like to stand in that state of denial. It is easier to deny than feel, isn't it? Isn't it easier to, you know, deny the fact that you just don't like your boss, but you have to keep this job, so you just keep kind of going at it? Isn't it easier to deny that, you know, maybe you're not in love with that person anymore, but you like the comfort, so what's the point of leaving? Isn't it easier to deny that you're in debt and just to spend like you have that money? You know, there's so many levels of denial. And denial is one of those things that really, really feeds fear. The more you deny something, the more your fear will grow. So one of the things I tell clients right off the get, you have to work on denial. If you are stuck within a relationship, what are you denying? What are you denying? Are you denying that maybe part of it is your fault? Because I have to say it takes two to tango in any single relationship. Any relationship. I always get that with clients. You know, they'll come in and they'll tell me, well, he did this. You know, he called me this, and he did this, and he did that. And, you know, like, let's, for example, take a cheater. When I have a woman comes in and who will tell me, well, he cheated on me. It's his fault. It's his whole entire fault that the relationship went downhill. Maybe it is. Maybe in a sense it is. He cheated. He took away that honesty, that trust, that faith. He took away a lot of those things. But how did you respond to that cheating? Did you tell him, you know, did you call him every single name in the book? Did you tell him to go jump off a bridge? did you drive his car off a cliff? You know, any relationship, it takes two. I hate to say this, but yes, he cheated and he was wrong. But what drove him to cheat? There was an insecurity within that relationship. There was an insecurity within him. And no matter what relationship it is, you're in, there should be a level of support. If my spouse is feeling an insecurity, I should be able to support that person. I should be able to be there, and vice versa. More fault leads on one person when that person won't open up. So I do agree there. If that person literally went and cheated and did not want to open up, didn't want to talk about that insecurity, did not want to work on that relationship, then yes, there is more blame. But always remember, it takes two to tango. Always. And at the end of the day, that fear comes from both ends. There's fault in both people. That person cheated, and obviously they have that insecurity or that fear of stability. But now how you react and how you move on from this relationship, you're instilling fear within yourself. Do you think now that every single relationship you move on from here on out, you're going to get a cheater? Because you just opened yourself up to that concept of fear. Or do you feel by moving on that you're going to find a stable relationship, a good relationship that's clearing out fear? So there's always two ways to kind of look at this. But you have to move on from the state of denial. That action is in the past. No matter what relationship, no matter what action, that that person created towards you. It is now a past event, and we don't live in the past, because by living in the past, we completely miss out on the present, completely and entirely. So by you saying, okay, I haven't dated in 6 months because my last boyfriend was a cheater, or maybe 6 years because my last husband cheated on me and we got a divorce, you're still living in a state of fear and you're still living in the past. You're enjoying nothing of the present. It's kind of like this. I'm sure a lot of you guys go to the movies, right? And you go in and you sit down and you see that projector behind you and that glorious, beautiful screen. And you're excited. You have your popcorn and your pop and probably candy and all those things. And you sit down to the movie and you're like, oh, I'm ready. I've been waiting to see this movie for 5 months. And now, myself, I come in and I take your chair and I turn it around and I face it towards the projector. And I say, you have to watch the movie this way. You're going to be ticked. Especially if you paid $8 to get into that movie theater. That's what it's like living in the past. You're not facing the movie. You're not facing the future. You're facing the past. And the past is that movie projector. You can slowly start to see the present kind of pass by, but it's not very clearly because you're not paying attention to it. That future is that movie screen, and the present is being within the theater to watch it. But because you're paying attention to the past, you don't get to see any of it. You're stuck. So just kind of keep that in mind. So recognizing denial, that is the first state of kind of clearing out fear. Once you get past that denial state, and you really face the fact, obviously I'm scared of something here. The next thing is to recognize, what are you scared of? And that's easier said than done. That really is easier said than done. A lot of that takes a personal level of willing to look within yourself. And some people have a really hard time with that because they're scared, literally fearful of what they're going to find. And this is where I kind of step in and say, you know what? It doesn't matter what you find, because at the end of the day, you can change it for the better. It is what it is. Your past is what it is. So maybe if you face that quality about yourself, that maybe you are a little bit meaner in your relationships, or maybe you have this way of not allowing anybody to get close to you, or maybe when you're in the job, you're actually slack because you're just not happy. Whatever it is that is going to come up and maybe not be the greatest thing to be in the spotlight about, you have that ability to control it, change it, reform it. And that alone can give you the courage to recognize your own fears. For example, one of the exercises that I talk about with my clients, is looking into your heart of hearts, your soul, and really facing some of the insecurities that you have in there. So let's take, for example, I have a client who comes in, and she just really, truly doesn't think that she deserves a good relationship. And she comes in and she sits down, and I read her, and I'm seeing that this relationship she's in is going to end. It's not good for her. She has potential for new ones, but in the same sense, she's not going to grab onto them. She's not going to recognize them. She's in this pattern of dating the same person over and over again, the same douchebag or idiot or, come up with a word in your mind. But she's repeating the same pattern, and she's like, you know, I'm just done with this. I cannot deal with the same pattern. I keep getting these same gentlemen, or maybe it's a gentleman, and I keep getting these same women over and over again. I want something new. I cannot get new. That is why I'm here. So then I'll talk to this client, and I'll say, all right, I understand. You want to change that pattern. But we only repeat patterns in our life when we haven't learned something. If you're in the process of getting that same job or that same relationship, or you just keep repeating this pattern, it's because you haven't learned your life lesson from that pattern. You're going to repeat it to the universe until you learn it. So I always talk about, let's go into your soul center. You have 7 chakras in the body, from head to about your root chakra, which is right about your butt bone. And in the middle of that, you have your heart chakra, which is green. It lays on top of your heart. And by going into your heart chakra, that is where you keep your soul. That's where you keep your soul center. It's also where you keep this center of heart of hearts. And in your heart of hearts, that's where you have your bought thoughts. Are you with me? Bought thoughts. So let's say as a child, mom and dad didn't say, I love you a lot. Okay? Maybe you didn't hear, I love you a lot. Well, you in your mind are probably thinking one of two things. Either A, it doesn't matter, or B, well, then I must not be loved. Maybe mom and dad didn't love me. These thoughts that you could have had, you're going to buy one of those two. You're going to literally go from that point forward and go, oh, it doesn't really matter. I'm good. I know I'm loved. You just don't need to say it. I know that I'm loved. And you're going to move forward, or in your mind, you're going to go, well, they just don't love me. Maybe I just don't deserve that love. And you're going to buy that thought. Every action after that point, no matter what thought you bought, you're going to live your life on. Now let's move a little bit forward. Say you're in high school and you're figuring out your, you know, you're going to college, you have your life planned out, and you're ready to go. I'll give you a story of mine. I was actually considering majoring in psychology. I was actually going to switch my major from journalism, liberal arts to psychology. I was really intrigued by psychology. And I remember talking to my psychology teacher, and she looked me dead in the face and said, you wouldn't make it. You wouldn't make it in psychology. And I thought, well, that's rude. And I had two choices at that point in time. I could have literally said, oh, you know what? She's right. She's my teacher. She knows more than I do, right? Or I could say, you know what? Screw you. This is what I want. This is my life. I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to conquer what I want. And I took the conquering side of things because I never really let anybody tell me what I can and cannot do. And I will tell you, my background is not only in journalism, but criminology. So, yes, I did study psychology as well. I'm actually a double major. So I didn't really allow myself to buy that thought. But say you did. So you said, you know what? Mom and Dad said I'm not going to make it in such and such. Or this person said I'm not going to make it in such and such. And you changed your whole entire career setting based off of that. You changed your whole career dynamic by something somebody else told you. You bought that thought. And now you're in a career right now that you hate. Yeah, it's a paycheck, but you're not happy. It's not passion. You don't go to work every day feeling great, come home feeling like you really accomplished something. You feel stuck. It's because you bought a thought. So when we go into our soul center, and we go into our heart of hearts, this is where all of our bought thoughts are. And I always tell clients, sell them on eBay. Start from your earliest memories and work your way towards and see where you bought these thoughts. That ex that told you, oh, well, you know, you're a and you don't deserve a good relationship, and screw you, you're never going to find love when you walked out that door. Did you buy that? Or how about that boss that said, you know what, you're horrible at this. You're never going to get a raise. I can't give you a raise. You're horrible at this job. Did you buy it? What thoughts have you bought? Because those thoughts instill fear. You will base your actions on those thoughts. And those actions will come from a state of fear. Well, my boss said I don't deserve that raise. So I'm not going to go apply for a new job and hopefully get that raise. I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to get it. That fear is keeping you trapped. So the second process of releasing fear is by recognizing it, by facing it, by recognizing where is that fear come from. What thought have you bought over the years that every single one of your actions from this point forward now are revolved around that? You know, it's really hard to face that. And a lot of times my clients will be like, well, you know, and this is hypothetically, I'm 45 years old. You want me to go back 45 years? Yes, I do. You're not going to remember all 45 years. And you might not remember every single thought that you had in those 45 years, but you'll remember the main ones. You'll remember the moments that brought you an extreme amount of joy or an extreme amount of pain. You'll remember those moments that were pure healing or pure distraction or pure motivation. You'll remember things on a lot of different ends. Those moments that mean the most, you will remember. And those are the moments that you need to take a look at. So you got yourself out of state of denial, and you've worked on recognizing your fear. Now let's get rid of it. You know what it is. You know where it comes from. Let's get rid of it. They say that it takes 21 days to either create or break a habit. And I firmly believe this. I'm not going to say why I firmly believe this, but I firmly believe this. But I totally believe in that standpoint. So when my clients come back to me and they go, okay, Courtney, I see where my fears are. I see what thoughts I bought. How do I get rid of them? The first thing I always tell them is you're not going to do it overnight. It's not going to happen. You are not going to wake up tomorrow and be like, I am fearless. Let's go. It just doesn't work that way. It takes time. But the one thing that I always do tell clients is start with the fear that does not impact you the most. So let's say that you recognize all your fears. Let's write them down. You can do this right now if you're at home or if you're at work or driving or wherever you're listening to me. Maybe do this later tonight. Go in, get rid of that denial, recognize that you're scared of something, go in, think about these bot thoughts, and write down these fears. And which one maybe is a small fear? Which one is a small fear? Which one do you feel like you could work on first? And maybe you didn't realize it was a fear, and it's so little in your mind. It's just like, really? I'm really scared of that? Are you kidding me? And by recognizing that action, like, that's not really something I ever thought I was scared of. Like, I think I could overcome that. I think that, you know what, that one's mild compared to some of these big ones. That is where you start. You start by releasing and clearing out that fear, the small ones on your list, the ones that, you know, are just minor compared to the big ones. And some of you guys are thinking, well, why would I do that first? Why would I clean out these minor ones? Well, it's kind of like this. You know, let's say you're in college, or I'm sure everybody out there can understand college, right? You start off college and you get through a couple classes and you're feeling great. You're feeling great. Then you get cut through a couple more, and then you go see that student advisor, and they tell you, well, you got 16 more classes before you even graduate. And then your hope kind of just gets shot because you're like, oh, my gosh, I only got 4 done and I got 16 more classes to go. Are you kidding me? And all of a sudden that tunnel just gets really long and the end goal seems like it's so far away. That's where a lot of kids start dropping out of college because you just feel like, oh, my gosh, it's just too much work. I feel like I'm procrastinating. I'm not getting anywhere. So why is this compared to the minor thoughts or the minor fears? Because by clearing those out, because they're so easily overcome, you're accomplishing something. And you need that feeling. You need to feel like you're accomplishing something. You need to feel like you're getting somewhere with yourself. Just like college. I always tell students who come in and get readings with me, first of all, you never take two classes in a semester that you're going to hate. You always take one you're going to love, one you're going to hate, because then you can balance that energy. Second of all, you know what? Even if you're taking one class, you're getting somewhere. You're getting closer to that end goal. That is an accomplishment. And we as human beings don't always give ourselves that pat on the back for any accomplishment. So by clearing out the minor ones, you're getting somewhere. Plus, it kind of gets you used to that pattern of cleaning out fear, right? Kind of gets you used to and accustomed to cleaning out that fear and feeling more positive about it. So by cleaning out something, you're preparing yourself for that big hurdle. So that's why I always recommend the small ones. Now, when you get to the big ones, it's going to take time. And the biggest thing that you need to remember is be within your thoughts. Right now, you're thinking something. I see that I have plenty of people listening who called in. I have people in the chat room. I want you to stop. I want you to stop listening to me for a second. What are you thinking? What is your thought right now? Is she crazy? Is she right? I've never thought about this. I'm never listening to this show again. What is your thought right now? What are you thinking? ask yourself, what am I thinking? What was that thought that just crossed my mind? Did you know that you can control that? You can literally change that thought. You just paid attention to what you were thinking. You just took an action and said, I am being mindful of what I'm thinking, whether you realize that or not. Now, you know what you just thought. You can change that. You can say, you know what? Nah, I want to give this the benefit of the doubt. Maybe I'll listen next month. Maybe I'll contact her. Or maybe you're still firm in your thought. I'm moving on to the next video. Whatever you were thinking, maybe you were thinking, no, I forgot to take out the trash. Oh, crap. Whatever you were thinking, by recognizing that thought, you can change it. So by getting over the big hurdles, it's by recognizing that pattern that you've created by that thought. So let's take, for example, we'll go back to that relationship concept. Feel like I don't deserve to be loved. When you're in that relationship or any relationship, what is that phrase or what are those words that you'll use to convince yourself you don't deserve to be loved? For some women or men, it's, she'll never like me. He'll never like me. He'll never fall in love with me. She'll never fall in love with me. It is a thought that is reoccurring throughout the relationship. What is he thinking? See, my client that I talked about earlier in the show, her reoccurring thought that she thinks throughout her relationship is, what is he thinking? What is he thinking? What is he thinking? What is he thinking? She asks me this all the time. What is he thinking? And that is her thought that is instilled on fear that she needs to release. Now, for some people, they might think, well, that's nothing. Yeah, maybe it is, but for her, it's everything. She feels like she cannot move forward in her relationship, that she'd rather run in the opposite direction because she has absolutely no idea what he's thinking, that she needs to have that level of control, and that doesn't exist within a relationship. It never has, never will. That is her thought that literally is instilling fear in her. So you have that thought, and by taking that moment every day to go, you know what? Oh, my gosh, this is my thought. This is my thought right here. This is the thought that I think that instills fear in me every day. This is my biggest hurdle. Change it. For her, instead of what is he thinking, I tell her she needs to start asking herself, what is she thinking? What is she feeling? It doesn't matter. She needs to face what she feels and what she thinks to find stability before she can ever find stability with somebody else. Do you see the difference? So once you face that thought, once you find it, change it. And that's how you overcome the big hurdles. 21 days, guys. 21 days to break a habit. So do this every day. And it doesn't matter if you don't catch the thought every single time. It's the point that you at least caught the thought to begin with. Give yourself that break. But this is how you truly clean out fear. Now, I know we're getting down to the last 20 minutes of the show. So I want to give you guys a little bit about me, because I know it's one thing to hear this from someone and think, well, this is some good, insightful advice, or this is something that maybe I want to try to clear out fear. And mind you, you can do this on any level of fear. Don't just limit it to your relationships, to your job, or your career. Also expand it to your health. Did you know that you can actually clean out fear about your health and put your body in a better state of energy and mind frame? Or big fears. You can clear out big fears as well. So this can really be developed in a lot of different areas. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the fears that I've overcome. Because like I said, it's one thing to hear it. It's another thing to know that the person who's talking about it actually has been through this. You know, that's how I relate to people, by understanding that person has not necessarily a similar background as me, but it has had a similar experience. That's how we relate. That's how we find that information is valid. So one of the biggest fears I had was relationships. Yeah, truly, relationships. Why? Because I grew up in a family where every single woman has been divorced at least once, sometimes twice. Even my own mom, she's been divorced She's remarried and she's very happy. I'm very happy and I'm very proud of my mom. But I grew up in a family where I watched all of these women be divorced at least once. And some of them didn't even have stable relationships or marriages. The only person who hasn't been divorced in my family that I'm close to would be my aunt, and the reason why, she's never been married. She's also not been in a lot of relationships either. So I grew up with this fear of, oh my gosh, if I ever fall in love and I ever get married, I'm going to get a divorce. Everybody in my family has done it. I actually at one point thought it was a curse. I told myself, my family's cursed. We're not meant to be in stable relationships. Now, mind you, I'm a little bit of an old soul, so even by the time I was 6 or 7, I was thinking on a level that I probably shouldn't have at that age. I was already thinking about my future and career and so forth. I read everything I could get my hands on. I was always reading and learning, and yeah, I was very much mature for my age. By the time I was in middle school, I was already thinking about what I was going to do after graduation. By the time I was in high school, I was already thinking about what I was going to do 10 to 20 years out. So I will tell you, when I was in high school, I didn't date a whole heck of a lot. I didn't date till my junior year of high school because I had this fear that I couldn't get in any relationship. Any relationship would just end bad. We would break up. You know, if I did end up finding somebody I really loved, even in college or outside of high school, there was no point I was going to end up divorced. It was better to just stay by myself. So what did I do? By the time I was in my junior, senior year, I was focusing entirely on getting into college. I was in 5 clubs. At a 4.5 grade point average, I was gearing towards a solid, good career. By the time I got out of high school, I was heavily focused on getting myself into, you know, college by, you know, really focusing on what I wanted to accomplish in life, so forth and so on. I was so career-oriented, that was just, I should have carried a briefcase. The first smack I got on the head outside of high school was when I actually got hired when I was about 17, 18 as a professional psychic, but I think things just kind of come from the universe the way they need to. But I didn't really have a solid, good footing in a relationship until I was about 19, and that's when I met my husband. But I will tell you, we dated 3 times before we got it right, and a lot of that was because of me, because I kept kind of blowing him off because I was too scared that if we got close, that we got married, we'd end up divorced, that it would just end that way. So this was the biggest fear I faced in my life. I was never going to have a stable relationship because nobody in my family ever had one. But I will tell you that I overcame that fear. After the second time we broke up, I took 2 years off. I didn't date. I worked on me. I worked on my career, on my life, on my beliefs, my spirituality. I worked on who I was as a person. I put my pieces back together because nobody can do that for you. Only you can put yourself back together. A lot of women feel like, well, if I just get into this relationship, we can help each other out. No, you have to put yourself back together. You have to do that. Would you really offer a broken vase to somebody you just met? Then you don't offer a broken you to somebody you just met. So I took those 2 years of solitude to come back together, to work on myself. And I overcame that fear. And when we started dating again for the 3rd time, We worked it out, and in October we will have been married for 3 years. So I overcame that fear. So for all of you guys out there going, well, I have it, but who is she to talk about this? I will tell you, that was my greatest fear. And if I wouldn't have overcame it, I would have let him go the 3rd time. I'd still be single. I would still be alone. I will also say that a lot of my clients always say that me and my husband have a good, solid relationship, that they actually admire our relationship. My husband is so funny, and he is so sweet and so kind and caring. A lot of my clients have met him, and a lot of my clients love him. He's always getting somebody to smile or crack up. But I've had 3 clients within the last week tell me that they admire my husband's relationship, that they would like a marriage like that or a relationship. One of the things that I always tell these clients, these people, do me and my husband have a good relationship? Yeah. Yeah, we're in a really good place. But in the same sense, not all relationships are based off that. So this is my advice for you. If you're single out there right now and you don't have somebody in your life, work on you. Work on building you. Who are you? What do you love? What do you want to accomplish? Are you still broken by a relationship of the past? Work on you. True love, that love you're looking for, that relationship you're looking for, will come when you're completely whole, completely put back together, and completely ready. The universe isn't going to hand you a relationship when you're not ready for one. And they sure as heck aren't going to hand you the right relationship when you're not ready for it. They'll keep handing you past relationships. You ever notice that? That ex just keeps coming back. That's because it's a test. Have you truly learned your life lesson? Or are you just going to turn around and repeat? So kind of keep that in mind. But I do tell clients who always kind of look at my husband's and I relationship. Relationships are work. It's a job. I wake up thinking about him. I go to bed at night thinking about him. Are you prepared to make that sacrifice and have somebody make that sacrifice for you? Because that's what you deserve. You deserve to be that fully in love where your world revolves around that person, but their world needs to revolve around you too. And if you're not in that stable relationship with anybody in your life, then it's worth letting go at the moment. It's worth letting go. You deserve to be treated with the utmost care, respect, trust, and love. Everyone deserves that. And if you are, whether you're in a love relationship, a friend relationship, somebody in the family, and you're not getting that, you need to take a look at that. You need to ask yourself why you're there. You deserve the best. You set your expectations. You set your bars. Sometimes we have to change them over time, but you set them. And this is also another way to clear out fear, to clear it out. Why? Because by eliminating those relationships and saying, you know what, I'm putting 150% into this and you're not giving me anything. You're not giving me anything at all. By letting that go, you are not buying those thoughts. You're not buying that thought of, I deserve this. I deserve this type of relationship, right? I deserve this relationship where I'm working my butt off and I'm not getting anything in return. This I'm paying karmatically for something. No, you're not. You're the one staying there. You're the one that chose that relationship. Don't buy that thought. Walk away from that. Get rid of that. Job. You're in a job that you don't enjoy right now. What bought thought do you have that makes you feel like you have to stay there? Now, some of you guys out there might be thinking, I'm crazy. Look at this economy. Look at everything that's going on. I had a client. She's actually out of state. I'm here in Michigan. She's down in Florida. She has been my client for so long that I actually consider her a friend now. I love her. She's been working on getting a new job. Well, then the crisis hit. She actually was told that she was going to lose her job. The company she worked for got bought out. It was just a matter of timing, so forth and so on. And me and her talked about her fears. She was terrified she was not going to get another job, that she was not going to find one. Me and her talked about it. We worked through it, why she felt that way, why she felt like she couldn't have another job, why she felt like she had not put all that work out there to have something stable in her life. And I helped her manifest it. I said, not a problem. We'll light some candles. I'll help you through this fear. Let's manifest this. Let's get you what you deserve. Not only did she get a new, better job to where eventually she'll be able to work at home, she got a 14% raise. See what can happen when you clear out fear? She not only got a brand new job that she should be starting with in probably the next week, but eventually she's going to be able to work from home, which I think is a lot of people's dream in some level, shape, form, or fashion. But she got a 14% raise on top of that. She was looking for a job to where she'd just at least get the money she was making. But now she's getting a 14% raise. So cleaning out fear can actually allow a lot of new manifestations into your life. So if you are looking for a job that pays more or a career that can be built more, work on clearing out your fear first and you can manifest it. Saying it'll come overnight because this job hurt it and it took weeks, months, but you can manifest it. So these are just some of the things that I wanted to talk about today. Fear. So Before we run out of time, I want to recommend a couple other things. One of my favorite all-time quotes is, "The only thing to fear is fear itself." And the reason why I say this is because fear can offer two things. And it's funny because I was actually talking to somebody about this the other day. Fear can actually offer motivation, or it can offer discouragement. When I am scared of something, I use it as a motivator. It's like I take that fear and I drive it into motivation and I overcome it. It's like when I get up and I do public speaking, I'm always really nervous. I get a little bit scared. I take that energy and I turn it into motivation. I'm like, let's go. Let's do this. You know, some people use fear that way. Other people will use it as discouragement. Oh, I can't do this. I can't try this. I can't. Not doing it. So you have two choices. You can take it as a motivator and overcome it and work through it and move forward, or you can allow it to discourage you, stifle you, keep you down. Lastly, things that can help. Sometimes my clients will ask me, well, is there a rock or a crystal, or is there things that can kind of help? Yeah, there is. If you are into stones or anything along those lines, try your reds, your oranges, or your yellows. They're great for courage and confidence, especially things like carnelian, crackle agate, red jasper, red tiger's eye. You can use rose quartz for a little bit more compassion. It's like got like a little bit of a slight energy to it. It kind of gives you that motivation over time. But a lot of those types of bright crystals will help you clear out some of that fear and kind of give you that motivation, that courage, that confidence. It'll only instill that vibration in you, but you have to be the one to act on it. If you're into herbs and you like to make herbal blends or maybe drink teas or things like that, a good ginger tea can boost your energy, can also help you clean out fear. Try curing a lot of your zesty herbs like ginger, cayenne, cumin, things along those lines. Carry a little bit of in a pocket or purse. You can even put a mixture in a bag and carry it. It'll help add courage and confidence. You know, there's a lot of different things that you can work with on the metaphysical. Do you have a red candle at home? Pink, yellow, orange? Burn a candle to help you release that fear. You know, I recognize this as a candle, and I'm going to instill a lot of my fears into this. Maybe once you come to a point where you're recognizing those fears, pour that fearful energy into the candle and burn it and release it into the universe. It'll help you start to overcome that energy. It'll help you start to move forward. So there's a lot of different things that you can do. One of my favorite kits that I make is called Courage the Cowardly Dragon. It's a limited edition kit, and I actually have a few left, but it's called Courage the Cowardly Dragon. And yes, you actually get a little stone dragon with it, but the kit is to help you overcome that fear. And I also have other kits and so forth and so on that you can actually use for that. But these are things to help you release that energy, but only you can release it fully, and only you can move forward in a strong point to where that fear is gone. These things will help you recognize it and help you face it, but they're not going to get rid of it. And that's one of the things that I always tell people. Sometimes that just helps you take the first step. So we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. If you are interested in contacting me, if you've listened to the show today and you have a question, if you're interested in a reading or anything that I mentioned or anything that I do, feel free to contact me. My email is moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. I am on Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr under Divine Temperance or Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield. You can look me up. And you can also call me personally. My phone number is 313-516-8210. If you are out of state and you're looking for a reading, I do phone readings. They do not cost any more than the reading price that if you came and sat right in front of me. I don't charge more for that. I do a lot of different things. Like I said earlier in the show, I hand make my own products. I do readings, spiritual cleansings, house blessings, spell castings. I do a lot of different things. So if you're interested in anything I do, feel free to contact me. Feel free to contact me and let me know how you like the show. If you have a question about it, if you need, you know, if there's something that you're a little bit more curious about. This is one of the things that I always tell people who call me, because I do get calls from people who have listened to my show. You know, I have a question about what you talked about. How much is it, you know, how much is it to ask you a question? I don't charge for that. I'm not going to charge you for that. But I would like to hear from you. I would like to hear some feedback. So if you're interested in reading the article I talked about earlier in the show, it's on page 39 of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. It is posted on my Tumblr page. I post my articles and all of my radio shows are on there. So you can actually go to Tumblr. You can also see the guide online at bodymindspiritguide.com. You can actually pull up the guide on there and read the article. You can also go to bodymindspiritradio.com, where all my shows are in archive, and all of the information that I just mentioned on the show as far as contact information is on there as well. So you can actually go to bodymindspiritradio.com, click on shows, go down to Unveiling the Psychic Truth, and all my information is right there too. So I want to thank you guys for listening today. I greatly appreciate it. I hope to hear from you. I'm not quite sure what next month's topic is going to be on, but you never know. Spirit will kind of guide me toward it and pull it forward. So I'm really excited about that. I hope you guys all have a wonderful rest of July. Enjoy it. Summer's here. Hopefully we have a longer summer this year than we did last year. I know winter keeps coming sooner every year. I actually, here in Michigan, we had a day, I think it was last week or the week before, where it actually felt like fall. And I know a lot of people were like, this is ridiculous. It's June. Why are we feeling like it's fall? So enjoy. I hope everybody had a great holiday weekend. If you are interested, I do want to talk a little bit about this afternoon's show. It is Body, Mind, Spirit News. So this afternoon's show is at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned. Call in and listen live. We talk about the monthly magazine every month, upcoming classes, events, what's going on in the guide, the magazine, what's going on with radio. So definitely stay tuned for that show this afternoon. The staff of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine will be on there live, including myself. I am actually the radio producer for Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. So go ahead and stay tuned and listen live to that show. And feel free to call in and tell us your comments. How do you like our radio shows? Is there something else you're looking for? How do you like the guide? Have you read it? Are you interested in it? Is there an article that touched you? Feel free to call in and mention your comments and let us know what you think. We love hearing it, and it helps us grow. It helps us improve, and it helps us make a better station, a better magazine, and a better community for you guys. I want to wish everyone a wonderful rest of the day. Take some moment to think about your thoughts and definitely work on releasing some of that fear. Have a great day. I wish you all the best. And remember, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Bye-bye.